In 2009, the Clinton Foundation, Bill Clinton was appointed special UN envoy to Haiti. There had been problems in Haiti. Bill and Hillary have longstanding ties to Haiti. And in addition, the Clinton Foundation created illegally a new charity in Florida called the William J. Clinton Foundation Corporation. Now, they didn't create that as a subsidiary of the Clinton Foundation. They created a new domestic Florida corporation for some unexplained reason around June 1st, 2009. And then they set about trying to do business in Haiti. On January 12th, 2010, there was a horrific earthquake. It's estimated that 500,000 people lost their lives. People opened their hearts. Chief among them, President Obama and his wife were kind enough to arrange for $200,000 out of his Nobel Peace Prize winnings to be sent to the nascent Clinton Bush Haiti Fund. That is before it received its IRS authorization. And this fund was, it was really kind of complicated. Bill claimed that he had the right to solicit for it before the earthquake and during the earthquake, before the actual new fund was set up. He did not have that right, but he nonetheless did it and has never properly accounted for what happened with the money that came in through the Clinton Foundation. Then in 2011, when they filed their return for 2010, the biggest expenditure of the parent Clinton Foundation was $37.2 million, supposedly sent to the Clinton Bush Haiti Fund. But when you check the actual disclosures, as I have, you will find that the money was sent to a post office box in Maryland. When you check the Clinton Bush Haiti Fund filings, there was no office for the Clinton Bush Haiti Fund in Maryland. You certainly should go after the Clinton Bush Haiti Fund and the Clinton Fund for sending $37.2 million, in theory, to a post office box. And I ask you, how do you do that? Did they send a check to a post office box? And if they did, that's bright line mail fraud right there. In 2015, last year, I warned publicly many times the Clinton Foundation that it was going to have to refile its existing tax returns. They protested and said they didn't have to. Then on the 16th of November, 2015, they said they had, they corrected the problem. They're badly wrong because they refiled, among other things, the 2010 form without correcting this $37.2 million and without correcting their claim that they sent roughly $4 million in non-cash items down to Haiti. Well, the Clinton Bush Haiti Fund has its own report, and that report says that it got $1 million in change in non-cash items. So why the difference? That's the small beer part of it. The big beer is that this estimate that $14 billion in total went from around the world to Haiti. You send $14 billion of aid into an economy that only has $10 billion in total income, that should have an impact. The Haitians are rioting in the street. I've been contacted by some of these Haitians. I've done various interviews about it. You know, it's one thing, you know, to be a greedy capitalist. I understand that. It's another thing to be Robin Hood in reverse, to steal from the poor to give to your rich cronies. Haiti's gold has literally been stolen by a new company that Hillary Clinton's brother is a trustee of that company. Hillary Clinton's brother doesn't know, I mean, I suppose he could tell gold from silver like anybody else, but he has no expertise in mining. Why the Haitian government give a privileged contract to some startup company to extract the gold from Haiti at the same time as people are wallowing in the streets?